Blog Talk Radio.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn with the greatest of care. Something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and holler, holler, holler up and hit the hay, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, 'cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, or FM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Ceres.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Testing. Well, we're 23 seconds late, but thanks for tuning in. This is The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, and we're going to spend a half hour here talking about whatever you want to talk about. If you'd like to call in, it's 846-1814. I know some of the calls we get, you don't want to speak or comment, but, that's up to you. You know, we titled today's session as Government for Sale or Rent. And this is pretty much the trend of political control of a city or county and state and even national. But it's the for sale or rent really implies that there are seeds of corruption, and the seeds have to be planted with consultants and nonprofits. So the trend now is, especially here in Modesto, is to outsource your government. I mean, the city council people, and they come to you asking for your vote. They spend a lot of money to get your vote. And so, you know, let's be realistic. There aren't a lot of altruistic politicians among us today. They're there because they have some power, and that power is always connected with money. You know, not that they're putting dollars, actual greenbacks, into their pockets, but they are making friends wealthy, and their enemies not so wealthy. So a perfect example of what's outsourcing is they start with our legal system, and in the city of Modesto, we used to have maybe a dozen to 14 lawyers in the office of the city attorney. Well, we outsourced all of that, and we've really given that power now to a law firm called Myers Nave, and the present city attorney, who he's not an employee of the city. He's a contract consultant, and he is also a principal with a law firm called Myers Nave, or Nave. Nave is pretty good. And this law firm has contracts with many, many cities up and down the Central Valley. So their power should not be underestimated. So Mr. Lindgren, Adam Lindgren, is the city attorney. And he has an open contract. In other words, he pretty much can do whatever he wants to do. He's managed to cut the attorneys in the city attorney's office to one attorney. And I think that's John Goulart. John was the district attorney who lost the case, my case, well, I don't know how many years ago that was now, about 12 years ago. He was the district attorney attempting to convict Mayor Sabatino, that would be me, of 12 felonies, and he failed to do that. But so he left the district attorney's office, and now he's in the city attorney's office. And he's probably getting another retirement package there. But getting back to Adam Lindgren, his law firm, Myers Nave, has billed the city of Modesto in a four-year period over $20 million. It's a lot of money. He's billed his firm has $11 million of that billing. So the other $9 million is outsourced. We outsource our city attorney's office to a law firm, and that law firm outsources part of their work to other law firms. Isn't that great? So $11 million for Adam, and $9 million for other legal firms that are retained by Adam to defend the city from lawsuits, a variety of things, lawsuits and judgments and so on. So that's one of the areas where the city outsources. And quite frankly, what happens here is that the city council really doesn't know. I don't know if they care. I don't know if they want to know. Because whenever things go upside down, their first reaction is, oh, well, we didn't know. We didn't know about this. So that takes care of the city attorney's office, open contract to a law firm that who is there to audit their bills and so on and so forth. Well, here's a fascinating story, and maybe it'll be revisited, but probably not. I mean, let's take a test. I'm included. How many of you remember what the headline was in the Modesto Bee yesterday? I haven't got the faintest idea. I don't know. If you do, give me a call. 846-1814. So the interesting story there is that's the city attorney's office. Then we go over to the city auditor. The charter of the city of Modesto has always had a provision. It was called the city clerk auditor office. Office of the city clerk and auditor. Well, we always had pretty much an outside auditor. We tried inside audits. So this council decided that they would want an outside auditor because there was a major scandal with the way they were doing it before. The major scandal was that staff was spending $16 million. Get these figures, please. $16 million without the city council approval. And nobody's objecting. There's no outrage. How can you do that? How can you? You're the people we elected to office. We should go down that lineup. We have on the city council today. We have Doug Ridenour, Jenny Kinoyer, and Bill Zulacki, and then we have the mayor. And then we have Christy Ayu, and then Tony Madrigal, and Manny Grewal. So those are the seven people that run this city, or supposed to run this city, people who were elected to make sure that they took on a fiduciary responsibility that we will collect your money and we will spend it wisely. Well, that's not happening. They're doing a pretty good job of collecting your money. The latest one, I thought, Wells. I guess we should talk about the insurance. How does the city council handle that? Number one, they insured 700 of our employees with a company called Rocky Road. Because that's where they took us. This insurance company, a couple of months ago, said, we're going to raise your premiums 87%. Oh, well, I guess you don't want us. Well, why would you raise it 87%? Because we don't have enough money to pay your claims. Well, who's going to pay the claims now? Well, we're working on that. So we got 700 employees who now are wondering who's going to pay their medical bills because the insurance company that the city selected, probably with the advice of the city attorney and the city manager, Joe Lopez is your city manager, they went ahead and signed up. Now, there were other parts of the city. For example, the firefighters decided that they would stay with PERS. They didn't go along with this new insurance company. So there we go again, an example of outsourcing. The other part of that outsourcing stuff is nonprofits. Now, how can you get money out of the city? How can you get your hands on taxpayers' money? Well, you have to get organized. You don't go as an individual. I remember in the Lacey Peterson days, when we were searching for her, during that time, you know, I was approached by a couple of guys who they wanted to the city to give them money to create flyers to pass out to search for Lacey. Well, they weren't even a nonprofit. They were just a couple of hucksters who decided that, hey, we'll print off these flyers and we'll get the city to pay for it. Well, again, those guys didn't have much of a chance, at least with me, to get any money out of the city. So when you form a nonprofit, you plan ahead. You find a need and then say you're going to solve that problem. So there are all kinds of nonprofits that are created. Some are legitimate. Some are just pure scams. And most of them, they know ahead of time that they're going to get a favorable vote from the city to make it work. So there's still, I don't know, I'm waiting to see when the next shoe drops, when they're going to do this thing on the UCB, United Cerebral Palsy. Their function is being taken over by a company out of Florida. And I still have not figured out how the people that have made this proposal are getting even a second look. Instead, we've got the United Cerebral Palsy people still begging to not do this. UCP does our bus benches, and they're outsourced. I mean, the city employees don't go out and take care of the benches. But in this case, you see, I told you about a good example of outsourcing where there's good to be done, and United Cerebral Palsy is a nonprofit that does good work. And those are the nonprofits you want to work with. You know, now probably we're getting some hucksters out of Florida to come in and take care of the bus benches for the city of Modesto. And that would put, theoretically, 24, 25 employees of the United Cerebral Palsy, handicapped people, I assume, or special problems, have jobs working on the benches, and my understanding is they're doing a very good job. Well, I don't know what it's going to take to change the city around, to say, hey, you know, you've got no good reason to do this. Well, somebody's got an in with the council, and so that's put out. Of course, the other outsourcing they've done is going way back in Modesto history. We decided that we would privatize taking care of our parks. And so they put out bids, and Grover Landscaping got the job. Grover was on the Board of Supervisors at the time, or just prior to that. But the city agreed to sell all of their equipment and give this contract to Grover Landscaping to take care of all the parks in the city of Modesto. Now, and here's the thing. Once you sell all that equipment, you're all done. You have to negotiate now on the basis that you can't cancel a contract or you can't afford not to renew the contract because you don't have equipment. You can't invest that kind of money in equipment again unless you sell it. So anyhow, that, I don't know. Maybe there's an argument to be made that it's cheaper, less expensive for the city to outsource that kind of activity. So once again, the decision has to be made. Is outsourcing a good deal usually? Maybe not. And if it's not, you know that there is something wrong with that. You know, I was reminded, switching subjects again, that in April, I don't know what the date is, we're going to have our Love Modesto Day. And it's put on by a group called Love Our Cities. So we have Love Modesto, Love Turlock, Love Ceres, Love Sacramento. It was created by, I think the original creation was right here in Modesto, by some kind of minister or youth pastor at the Big Valley. And that's the biggest church in town now. Used to be First Baptist, and now it's Big Valley, and the house fits in there somewhere, I think. But it's major, major religious organizations. Well, real quick, we're going to talk about Big Valley again, and not Big Valley, but we're going to talk about Love Modesto. And I think my pitch is, why don't we make Modesto lovable? Okay? Because I talked about Love Modesto last year, and I'm not going to forget it this year, but there was a brouhaha that was sort of created by former B columnist Jeff Denham. Jeff Denham, I do that again. Jeff Jardine. Jeff is now retired, and for that matter, so is Jeff Denham. Denham, I understand, has gone back into farming. Anyhow, at that time, I questioned about the legality of the signs. Well, let me play for you a little conversation that was left. It wasn't a conversation because I didn't take part. But when I questioned the signs being legal, I got this call from the mayor and the city attorney. It's only a minute and a half. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Mr. Sabatino. This is Adam Lindgren, returning your call or your visit to my office earlier today. It's 1:37. I'm here with Mayor Brandholt. I've discussed and raised the issue both to him and also last week to the city manager's office. Mayor Brandholt has agreed that he and I would raise the issue with Love Modesto, raise the conversation about full sign compliance and a full review of sign compliance next year, and probably even beginning this year after their event, so that there is an early and clear understanding about an updated compliance with all of the city's codes with respect to their the signage for their event. Mayor, do you have any other comment to share with Mr. Sabatino?
No, just that we will look into it and address it, and bring them in line with whatever we can put together for requirements for them. So
I hope that satisfies you as to your inquiry and our attention and interest to this issue going forward. Sounds like it's something we will be able to solve for 2018. Thank you, Mr. Sebastian.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Sabatino. This is Adam Wingren, returning
well,
your call.
I don't want to play it twice.
Or your visit to my...
We'll get off of that. Okay, they promised during that call they're going to check into it. They're going to see what happens. And I'm going to remind them this month that, have you done anything like that? What is it that you've adopted to tell us whether those kind of signs are legal or whether this organization is getting preferential treatment? I think when we publish the tax returns for Love Modesto, I think you'll see that it's quite a lot of money where you're salary goes from $96,000 to $150,000, and it's really a money maker. But it's a good, they think, to cheerlead for Modesto and other cities. We'll be back tomorrow at 11, and we are going to bring you some news tomorrow that I think are going to interest you greatly. So that's it for today. Talk to you tomorrow at 11. Thanks for listening.